Introducing D'Addario's DIY cable kit with mini plugs. Each cable kit makes up to 5 top quality custom patch cables. Turns out your board doesn't have to be so packed after all.
Yeah. Hey, this is John Bold. You're with Premier Guitar. I'm here with Jake E. Lee. Jake, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Man, well, let's start with your new signature guitar.
The Blue Burst.
Right. Love it. Now, everybody is very accustomed to seeing you on the white, which...
On whitey.
Yeah, which is, I mean, iconic. But tell me about, like, the differences. Tell me about the whole history. Charvel, you've been with them since... back in the day.
I mean, yeah, 83.
Yeah.
Since 83. But, well, the Whitey was always my my go-to guitar. And for the second tour, Aussie tour, I felt like I needed something else.
Sure, yeah.
Everybody else had all these crazy guitars
coming out. And I liked how you were sort of understated in a world of excess.
Yes.
You know, everybody else is like doing, you know, whammy dives and shit like that. And yours was kind of understated, no whammy dives.
I thought I was understated on air, like with guitar wise.
Yeah, no, but you're
cool. You know,
the plane was crazy.
but the graphics people had, yellow and pink guitars with lime green graphics was coming out.
Yeah, tigers.
And I just wanted to be a little classier.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And so I came up with the Blue Burst.
Love it, man.
And there was also a Purple Burst, but they haven't put that one out yet. But the Blue Burst is basically the same as Whitey. I mean, it's a hardtail.
Sure.
Which I prefer, because I can get just as stupid as anybody else if I have a bar.
It's amazing. I mean, watching your videos and seeing you literally can do everything. It sounds so convincing, like a...
I do a good imitation of a bar.
yeah, without going out of tune.
So imagine if I did have a bar. That would be stupid. That's mainly why I have a hardtail.
Right.
Plus, I think they sound a little better.
Yeah.
It goes into the wood.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
There's not as much metal underneath. But it's a hardtail, humbucker, and then I have the single coils, which I have at a reverse slant.
Yeah, which makes so much sense,
it does.
Right?
It gives the a little more bite to the bass strings and a little more depth. The treble strings,
right,
and simple one knob.
Yeah.
I do like having a tone knob. I just don't use it that much.
Yeah, right.
but so for this one, we just went with volume knob.
Sure. You know, and I think original Whitey was a 3-bolt neck, right?
It was.
Which had to be the way you would abuse that thing. How many times did you pull that neck out of it?
Oh, a lot of times.
Yeah.
A lot of times. I ended up just like super gluing the shit out of it.
right.
You know, and it would still occasionally crack and maybe come off
a
little off kilter, and I'd have to find the right place for it.
Yeah.
But I could never break it.
Yeah.
Never break it. I tried to, because it would be a great photo.
Right.
You know, there was many times when I just, come on, break.
Yeah.
And I'm just not strong enough, or they build them too
strong.
It's
a well-built guitar.
Yeah, that's probably
because there was not a lot of restraint on your part.
No, there was no restraint.
Yeah.
I was a wild man.
So you've updated to the 4-bolt on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, okay, pickups, what do you know what you're running in this?
These are DiMarzio SDS-1s,
correct,
which match up, I found, really well with the JB humbucker from Seymour Duncan.
Sure.
And I find it's a really good match. That's about it for this guitar, really.
Yeah.
And the Whitey's, like I said, basically the same. I guess the difference would be that has a pickguard.
Yeah.
And this doesn't, so this attaches to the wood, whereas that attaches to the pickguard.
Now, do you hear a difference in that, or is it?
Well, there's a difference there, plus the fact that, what do they call it, a swimming pool?
I don't know.
Where it's not, and I know my guitar's like that, and I'm pretty sure I should know more about it. the ones they sell at Charvel, it's instead of having each pickup cut out into the wood.
Oh, right.
It's just a swimming
route,
pool.
A big route. Okay.
Yeah. Because I had the white one for so long, and I was always experimenting with positions.
Sure.
So yeah, there is a difference in sound.
Yeah.
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 And Swamp Ash. Great. Swamp Ash bodies. That's the a little more depth to it than Alder.
Sure. Yeah. And are you, do you like, okay, for instance, on this tour, are you changing between this and Whitey for different songs, or just usually play with one until you've worn it out and then?
Well, you know, basically I just like sticking with one guitar.
Sure.
But I do use this for one of the songs that we did a video with the Bluebirds.
Right.
And it just seems natural that
sure.
I do it. And so it can, you know, come out and play a little bit.
Yeah, 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 that's great.
Yeah, I use this in one song. And Whitey takes most of it. There's also a 335.
Oh, yeah, let's hear that.
Now we got a 335. Belongs to my friend, Dave Sisson.
Boy,
is that how you say your last name? I don't even know how to say your last name. What?
Wow. Dave, that's a good friend. You're going to loan your, is that, this is 65?
65, 335 Sunburst. You don't see that very often.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Block neck.
And it made it onto the album. I played a couple songs on it.
Great.
But one of, people ask me a lot about the intro to Chasing Ghosts. What pedal I used to get that sound, because it is a unique sound, it's a cool sound. But I did not use a pedal. I used Dave's 335. Yeah, it's gonna feed, isn't it? And
that is great.
That's how you did it. It's a cool sound,
hey man,
right?
Can you just play your bass, your normal tone, so we can hear what it sounds like without
Make
you
sure
doing
it's
it?
Not a pedal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see.
It's a nice guitar.
Wow, that's amazing.
So,
what a freaking
It's a
song.
Cool thing.
That is so cool.
And I love the trapeze tailpiece. I mean, everybody always says it's got to have the stud.
Yeah.
That's the only way to go.
Yeah.
I love these. It's just, you get more resonance. They're cheaper because they don't have the stud.
Yeah.
And you get to come up with cool shit like that.
Yeah, that was great. I imagine, though, at your volume, that's got to get away from you playing the 335. I bet there's a sweet spot.
A little bit. But I like it. I like the wildness. That's why I like playing loud. I mean, I'm actually only in the 50 today.
Yeah, thank you.
I prefer the 100.
Yeah. As the guy standing next to you, thank you for doing the 50 today.
But it's a very old school approach. I like it. It's wilder. It's more untamable.
Yeah.
You don't know what frequency is going to come back when you're feeding back.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those guys that plays at bedroom levels and then just mics it on stage. I don't understand those guys. Now I just lost, 90% of your readers right there.
You're
like,
right.
Oh, I do it that way.
Yeah.
But no, it's part of the fun of playing live. It's just taming the beast.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, and some of that stuff, like those crazy, like, when you've got your thumb on the neck and you're doing this, that jazz, I mean, I don't think you could do that at a bedroom level. I mean, it's, I don't know.
No, there's certain things that... Yeah,
that's
be loud.
That's wild, loud. Man. Speaking of that, just getting back, that is like, I've never seen anybody else do that. Maybe like Stanley Jordan, but he was playing like that.
I know, I never understood why nobody took it further. You know, I can't even really do it. I got arthritis here. I don't even know if I can do that kind of shit. But I used to do chords with it.
Oh, it was,
you know.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
Then little.
Right.
And I always thought somebody would see that and go, oh, and take it further, but nobody has.
Well, because it's really hard.
Makes me sad.
It's really hard to do.
It's a little hard.
That's probably why people aren't doing
hard,
it. It's really hard.
It's definitely flashy.
Come on. Oh, and it sounds amazing. Okay, so very cool. I'm glad you revealed that trick for our listeners. That's you will now see people doing that behind the thing. That's going to be
And taking it further.
Yeah,
and
taking it further. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, so very cool. That covers your basic guitars, and then amp-wise, you're running the Freedmans. Looks like you're carrying three.
Friedman, basically, I don't know. I was using another amp. Yeah. Do I have to be looking that way?
No, we're fine.
Okay. I was using another amp. I won't even mention what, but, and I was happy with it. I thought, this works fine. It does what I want it to do. And Friedman, who loves the new album, kept trying to get a hold of me and saying, no, I want to build you an amp you want.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, the one I'm using is fine. And he kept coming after me. And finally, he just sent me ahead. And I said, fine. I think it was the last day of rehearsal.
Yeah.
And I just said, fine, you know.
Begrudgingly
check,
plugged
I'll
it
check
in.
Your shit out. Plugged it in and went, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's what I've been missing. And I think it's, for me, it's a wonderful amp. And this one's the small box. And based off of Plexi. I mean, it's hard to.
Which back in the day, that was totally your thing.
Yeah, Plexi it's did. Hard to go wrong with a Plexi. And it has two channels. And he asked me what I would like for my own. And he built this in like 3 days. I can't believe he did. He said, what color do you want? I said, red. So what do you want on the front? I said, my symbol. See, Jake Healy. Can you see that?
Oh, that's great.
Can you see that?
That is very cool.
And I said, first channel, I love the first channel on this. Second channel, he's going more for the brown sound.
Yeah.
And that's not really my deal. So he changed the settings on the second channel. And so far it's worked. I haven't plugged into anything else since. I did plug into RJS. Yeah, I know him, Robert. He's in Denver, and he gave me his head. And it's a really good sounding amp. I gotta say, it is a good sounding amp.
Sure.
And right now I'm very happy with Friedman.
Now, so basically running this one today anyway.
Today, and then, yeah.
This is the backup, just in case.
This is for bigger stages. This is this is a smaller place.
Yeah.
Last one we played was a warehouse.
Sure.
With a stage maybe twice the size.
So you can really unleash hell.
So that's where the 100 comes out. And and actually this one has a 50 and 100 watt switch in it. But
oh, that's great.
But so I'm not tempted. Because I've done that before.
Yeah, the, right.
Like playing a small place like this, 50 will work.
Yeah.
And then halfway through I'll look at Tyler. I say, let's go hundo. And then I blow everybody away.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
So this is to reduce temptation. I'll just
sure. You yeah, that's good. It's good. And so you're running, and you're running into these calves or these.
As you can see, they're black circle calves.
Yeah.
Oblisk.
Mystery
no.
red.
Mystery they're red. EVH. Black. They're EVH calves.
Yeah. You know. No, they sound killer, man.
They do. And they got one has 25 watt. Greenbacks, one has 20 watt greenbacks. I like both of them.
Yeah.
Mainly, I couldn't make up my mind which one I like better.
Sure.
So I loaded one with each. And half the time, there's a monitor man over there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to kill him with the 25s. Yeah. 20s are more compressed. But I don't mind killing the singer with a 25.
No.
So I point that one there. And I like doing the V. And I don't think I'm the only guy, because I've asked other people. I don't like the sound coming directly.
Sure.
You know, most guitar players set up like this, and I don't like it. I'd always edge over to the side.
Yeah.
And then that sounds great.
Right.
So I said, fuck it. Why not? I'll stand here. And now they're both going to the side.
Yeah.
And to me, that sounds really good.
Well,
and it looks cool.
And it's probably actually a more honest representation, because you don't really know what a cab sounds like until you're like 15 feet away from it anyway. And I think that peripheral thing probably gives you more of that, you know, sensation. Yeah. That's cool.
And, my silhouette looks really cool right now.
Yeah, it does look pretty epic.
As does Whitey's.
Right. That's great.
I stepped beyond the line. I am sorry.
Well, cool. Well, that's great. Well, let's talk about your pedal board, which is, you know, you've never been like the huge rack dude.
Oh, I don't like rack stuff.
Yeah. I love this, man. Just like straight to it. Kind of take us through your signal flow. So you start with a quarter inch cable, of course.
Mogami. Yeah. I like Mogamis.
Yeah.
I mean, cables do make a difference.
Sure.
You know, and I'm not saying, or should I? Did we pay for this? The Mogamis? Okay. So I'm not saying Mogami's the best.
Yeah.
But I know the sound and I like it. But yeah, definitely cables, some are brighter sounding, some are deeper sounding. You know, you just got to play around with them until you find the one you like.
Yeah.
Or that gives them to you for free, like Mogami should be.
Yeah. Right now. Well, they will. Mogami, hook him up.
But that goes straight into this Experience pedal by Prescription Electronics.
Yeah. And what is this mystery thing?
It's based off of a fuzz face design, and it's germanium transistors, and then it has the octave switch, like what was it? Fox fuzzes used to have, so you can get
for the weird Hendrix-y.
Yeah, you can get the octave fuzz, and then it has a swell, which I remember when I talked to him, he said it was an accident. He did something, and it gives you, it kills the pick attack, and then goes, and it gives you a swell.
Oh, really?
Which is, yeah, it's, let me see if
hey,
I
can. Yeah, yeah. Come here. Yeah. Do you want to be on Whitey for this, or are you cool with your 335? You know what, it might be kind of cool just for people to hear Whitey, just because.
Yeah.
Because we all have.
Let's see if I can do this and keep the mic on.
Good, okay. Tex
so
here.
So far, so good.
Good. Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, okay.
Okie dokie. So, yeah, the Experience pedal. Not sure what's on or off. There are no LEDs.
Yeah, that's got to bite you in the ass sometimes with no LEDs.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the concept because I've made a couple pedals, and you want the purity of the signal.
Sure.
You don't want, even though an LED doesn't take much, you don't want it draining anything from the battery.
That's some next level geek stuff.
It's very geeky. So I understand the concept, but on stage it would be nice to know if that thing's on or off. But you definitely know if it's on. Let's see. That's obviously the swell.
Yeah. Wow.
Right? Take that out, and then it's just a straight.
Wow.
And then that's with the octave, and then you can pull that out, and you got. Which is a fuzz bass.
God. So, that swell is so crazy. It almost sounds like a reverse thing.
It is, yeah. No, it's a lot of fun to play with, too.
Oh, that's but, great.
Yeah, and as far as I know, he's the only guy that makes anything like that, and he's been making it for 20 years.
Oh,
so,
crazy. All okay, right. That's very cool. So from there, it hits this
it
other
goes
mystery.
Into that. Then I don't know a lot about that one. I don't know who made it. I remember, I think I was in Cowtown Guitars in Las Vegas, and I saw it, and I said, what the hell is that? And they said Paul Gilbert came in and kind of just traded it for something else that he wanted.
Really?
So it used to be Paul Gilbert's. It's a fuzz. It does a lot of weird stuff.
So Paul, if you're watching this in the comments, will you please like say what the hell this pedal is?
But it's pretty crazy. I don't even know if I want to try and play it right now. It's because it, as the blend. And if you play with those two things, it can do octave, it can do...
Wow. So just a crazy impulse purchase that made its way on your board.
Yeah, and I like that it's a mystery.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it'll do something I don't expect, and I like that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
that's
cool. I
mean, cool. I see what it does right now, but...
Okay, that's great.
It's a cool fuzz.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's really cool.
I don't either. Paul Gilbert's going to have to tell you, and I'll bet he doesn't even remember.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's gone through some pedals.
But they're both germanium transistor based,
sure.
So that's why I run the line into those first before I go to the tuner which acts as a buffer.
Oh, that's a great tip. Yeah, yeah. Because most people run it in front, whole different deal.
When you buffer germanium fuzzes, they sound like crap.
Yeah.
They don't sound the same. And they don't react the same to your volume. Like yeah. fuzzes, you can go on like 8.5, which is kind of like the primo spot, to 10 to make it really overdriven. You can play with the fuzzes through your volume. You can't do it if you buffer it first.
Wow, that's a great tip. Okay, cool. Okay.
And the tuner acts as a tuner.
Yeah, good, good.
And we go into the Jakey Lee, what is it called, body blow?
Yeah, you're sick.
Yeah, it's really just a boost. I mean, I put it on for leads. I back off the high end a little bit, give it a little bit of distortion, and really just boost it. Mm-hmm. So it's sounds more like a lead
sure.
guitar for my solos.
Yeah, and you're getting your basic dirt tone from your amp.
Yeah.
And then just to put you over the edge for.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have anything on.
Yeah.
It just all goes straight through and into the amp, and yeah. these are effects.
Yeah.
MXR chorus, self-explanatory.
Yeah.
And I got the Analog Man bi-chorus for, that's my normal chorus. This one, let's see, is that set right? It's not. Bad Tyler. For a radical chorus.
Sure, yeah, that's crazy.
And just for a slow one. Which yeah. that one should be slower. Tyler, it's supposed to be fast, slow. Here's my medium one.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, let's hear the MXR just for a taste.
Oh, taste who knows how that's set up. Yeah. It already looks wrong. Yeah. The treble's not supposed to be all the way up. You haven't checked these, have you? Today.
In his defense, we did. So is that a vintage MXR or is that a newer one that's just high miles on it?
I stole it from Ant's studio, so I don't know. Do you know? Yeah, nobody knows.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then last in line is the MXR.
Yeah.
Is that
Echo.
The carbon copy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just an Echo to, when I'm playing sloppy, it covers up my mistakes.
Yeah, for the most part, your signal's really dry. Just,
yeah.
really cutting dry. Yeah, great.
And then Vox Wasp for wash stuff.
Yeah.
And the last thing's just a channel switcher.
Yeah. And you're running all these on batteries, it looks like, instead of.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
that a sound thing? Do you prefer the sound of it, or?
A couple of things, yeah. Batteries do, they make a difference. They make a difference in the sound, especially in fuzzes.
You know who says that? You and Eric Johnson. I don't really
know. I know. I remember.
I don't know if anybody else hears it.
That's how I figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I had a pedal, and it was germanium, and it said to use carbon batteries.
Yeah.
Not.
Right.
Whatever cells. Yeah, what do you call the other ones?
Yeah, whatever they are. Yeah. Lithium?
Alkaline.
No.
Alkaline.
Yeah. And I was like, really? Isn't 9 volts 9 volts?
Right.
You know, who, yeah, really? Yeah. And so I went into the studio and I plugged everything in, put headphones on, changed the batteries, and it was another one of those holy shit moments.
Wow.
You know, I said, they do make a difference.
Wow.
The carbons are a little bit warmer,
huh.
A little more compressed sounding. The alkalines are kind of brittle sounding.
Really?
They do make a difference.
So you're literally,
I was convinced they would.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way you could know. If you did a blind test in the studio like that, and you had, you know, had the evidence.
So yeah. I use carbons for the fuzzes.
Oh, cool.
Because they do make a difference. Now, they don't make a difference, really, in any of these. In
yeah.
The choruses or the echo. Or the tuner.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. They don't, so I use alkalines in those.
Yeah, great.
Just so they last longer, because they don't really make a sound difference. It's the fuzzes where it makes a difference. And it's a cleaner source of energy. It doesn't, you get line noises when you plug them in and use wah warts.
Sure.
Wah warts are ugly to begin with.
Yeah.
And then you plug the pedals in and you get line noises. They're noisier. Batteries are quieter. And so I always use batteries. Hmm. I try to avoid completely anything they have to plug in.
Right. Yeah, that's clean. Yeah. Well, Jake, I can't thank you enough for joining us, man. It's an honor to meet you. Love your playing. Love the whole thing.
Oh, thank you. It was fun, kind of.
Till next time.
See ya.